Welcome back to Visionary IT, where we tackle the big challenges faced by small and medium-sized businesses every day. Today, we're diving into one of the most critical yet often underestimated issues shaping the future of businesses: cybersecurity. It's a topic that's more relevant than ever as cyber threats become more sophisticated and SMBs find themselves with targets on their backs.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of wild just how many small businesses still think, oh, this won't happen to me. I mean, Gar, I've seen way too many cases where that mindset ends up costing them big time, sometimes even shutting down their business.
Absolutely. And the numbers back that up in ways that are, frankly, alarming. But Reid, before we get into those details, it's important that our listeners understand that this is about more than just technology. It's about protecting your livelihood and your customers' trust. Every decision around cybersecurity has ripple effects across your entire business.
Totally. Of course, it's not all doom and gloom. Today, we're going to walk folks through what they need to know, where to start, and how to protect their businesses without completely breaking the bank. Sound good?
Perfect. Let's dig in. So, Reid, as we dive into this critical topic, let's start with some eye-opening numbers. Last year, 73% of small business owners in the U.S. reported experiencing some form of cyber attack. That's nearly 3 out of 4 businesses. Just think about that. But here's where it gets even more interesting. A surprising 85% of those leaders felt like they were prepared to handle such an incident.
Right. And prepared how? You know, I hear prepared, and I want to ask, does this mean they're using strong infrastructure, or are they just kind of crossing their fingers and hoping for the best?
That's the key question, Reid. And unfortunately, only a small fraction are implementing critical measures like multi-factor authentication or mandatory strong passwords. Adoption rates for these basic controls are shockingly low, hovering between 20 and 34%. It leaves SMBs incredibly vulnerable.
Which probably explains why hackers see them as easy targets, right? Less sophisticated security, fewer resources to defend themselves. It's kind of like leaving a vault door wide open at a bank and hoping the robbers just won't notice.
Exactly. And cyber criminals are evolving, exploiting gaps in SMB defenses by targeting cloud systems more aggressively. For example, 90% of all cyber attacks last year centered on the cloud. And ransomware isn't just about locking your files down anymore. Attackers are now using double extortion tactics, which have increased by 64%. That means they don't just encrypt your data, they also threaten to leak sensitive information publicly unless you pay the ransom.
Yeah. I remember working with this one business owner who thought they were safe. They moved everything to the cloud thinking, oh, problem solved. But that ended up being their blind spot. It wasn't until they faced some really costly downtime after we implemented better protocols that they realized how exposed they'd been.
And that's a common story, Reid. It underscores why having a robust cybersecurity framework isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's essential. Without it, SMBs are forced into costly reaction mode, which is something we'll explore further as we go. But the point here is attackers aren't just targeting the big players. SMBs are in the crosshairs.
All right, so SMBs are under fire, their defenses are weak, and attackers are getting smarter by the day. Not exactly a winning combo. Let's lay out what all this in action costs. We're talking real dollars. Gar, you've got those numbers handy, right?
I do, Reid. So the average data breach hits businesses hard, costing $445 million per incident, and we can't forget about the downtime costs. That bleeds firms at a rate of $427 per minute, which adds up fast, over $25,000 in just an hour.
Wait, that's over 25 grand in 60 minutes?
It is. And for small businesses, even an hour of downtime can disrupt operations in ways that ripple far beyond the immediate costs. Look, the recovery, especially after something like ransomware, isn't just about hardware or software fixes. It's about regaining customer trust, managing reputational fallout, and ultimately fighting to stay afloat.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. If your clients hear about a breach, you're not just losing money in the short term. You're losing credibility, loyalty, and probably a few customers for good. That's harder to put a number on, but the impact is huge.
Exactly, Reed. And it's these indirect costs, things like lost sales, reduced productivity, reputational harm, that are often far heavier burdens for SMBs. I spoke with a business recently that was hit by a ransomware attack. They were down for over 3 days.
3 days? Wait, tell me they had backups at least.
They did, but unfortunately, they hadn't tested them in over a year. So restoring data wasn't as simple or quick as they'd hoped. In the meantime, they lost customers, had to field dozens of complaints, and their insurance costs went up after the incident. The downtime alone cost them tens of thousands, and that's not counting the brand damage.
I bet they're not underestimating prep work anymore. It's wild how attackers know exactly where to hit SMBs where it really hurts. The financial pain can stick around long after the breach has been resolved.
And it raises an important point, Reed. Every dollar you invest in proactive measures can potentially save you thousands when something goes wrong. It's not just about staying functional during an attack. It's about reducing long-term liabilities and keeping your business viable. That's exactly why preparation is key, Reed. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about solutions. For small and medium-sized businesses wanting to protect themselves effectively without breaking the bank, the first step is aligning IT budgets with cybersecurity priorities. A good approach is dedicating between 10 to 20% of their overall IT budget to security measures.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I've met business owners who hear 10 to 20% and think that's way too much. They'll invest in new tech, but skimp on the security basics, like training their employees or even just setting up a decent firewall.
And that mindset, Reed, is where those big vulnerabilities start to form. But here's the thing, outsourcing cybersecurity to a sophisticated managed IT service provider can make that smaller budget work so much harder. On average, SMBs can expect to pay between $50 to $200 per user per month for these services. That may sound like a lot, but it's a fraction of the cost associated with an actual breach.
Exactly. Doing nothing isn't cheaper. It's just spreading out the cost until it hits you all at once. I mean, what's $200 per user compared to losing $25,000 in downtime or watching your insurance premiums skyrocket after an attack, right?
Right. And let me give you a real world example. We recently worked with a financial firm that was hesitant about switching from reactive IT fixes to a managed cybersecurity plan. After a thorough assessment, they realized they were much better off investing in managed IT services with integrated cybersecurity to protect their business.
Oh, yeah. And I remember their CEO had that aha moment when they realized just how much cash they'd been losing on downtime before. What's really cool, though, is they got everything they needed, like MDR with a SOC, awareness training, advanced email protection, and MFA.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. They ended up preventing a phishing attack just 3 weeks after partnering with us. It could have cost them upwards of $50,000, but their new defenses stopped it before it could cause damage. You know, that's the kind of return on, you know, investment SMBs should aim for.
That's fantastic. And it's proof that this stuff works. Honestly, it's not just about avoiding disasters. You're running your business better. When you're prepared, you can focus on growth instead of just trying to survive.
Absolutely, Reed. So to kind of wrap it up for everyone listening, cybersecurity doesn't have to break the bank, but thinking it's optional can break your business. Partner strategically, invest smartly, and you'll be in a far better position to thrive no matter what comes your way.
And that's what it's all about, right? All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thanks for spending your time with us. And hey, go update your passwords on your important accounts after this. Until next time, stay visionary, stay secure.